not valid because you cannot swear that you're not going to put on tefillin. If someone swears he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach, the oath is nullified because it's against the Torah. So a person is obliged by the Torah to return a avodah. He's obliged by the Torah to spare someone's loss. A shavua cannot be valid when it contradicts this obligation. But the Rambam says, not only he should do Hatmura before that, because it's not a clear mitzvah, saving someone from the Lord. That's why the advice is it should be, Hatmura should be done. So I'm going to skip the whole pilpul here. What I want to say is that the advice which should be given to a doctor when he has to reveal that information is that he should do Hatmura. There are poskim that feel that it is an oath. Although many poskim feel that it's just, as we mentioned before, it's not more than a commitment, but it's not really a shavua. But since some do feel that it's a shavua, and the Rambam says that when it comes to a shavua like that, hatura should be done. So it's quite simple to do hatura. You just put together three people, three yidden, and you ask them to be matar, the shavua, and the name. I want to conclude with a very interesting story.
You're not going to finish with it.